Well, as Congress works its way through health care, the president is also calling for a $54 billion increase in the defense budget. Here he is unveiling his budget plans to the nation's governors.
And it will include a historic increase in defense spending to rebuild the depleted military of the United States of America at a time we most need it.
The president has talked a lot about the depleted military, but is it really in such bad shape? Joining us now is Kathleen Hicks, Senior Vice President and Director of the International Security Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be with you.
And what do you think when you hear the president say that? Is the military depleted?
Well, there's no doubt the United States still maintains the best military in the world, but it's also no doubt that our military is strained today. We use the military much more than we thought we would be doing at this point in time, meaning particularly coming out of the major commitments in Iraq and Afghanistan. And following the annexation of Crimea by Russia, we're out back in Europe as we had never planned to be before. And at the same time, we see on the horizon these major potential challenges, both Russia, but probably more importantly, China and the quality of the military that they are growing. So we're stressed today. And we're stressed about how we're going to manage the future.
But we're still spending far more than any other country on defense. Is it something that more money would help deal with the fact that we're stretched thin? Or does it have to be a change in policy and an end to some of these wars in order to get our military in the shape that the president would like it to be in?
Well, the reality is there are a variety of ways you could manage this problem. Certainly more money is a way to manage the problem. But so too, as you say, our decrease in the operational use of the force, which allows it to reset, meaning you get ships into maintenance, you get troops back training and on a regular deployment cycle. You get aircraft into maintenance. That's certainly helpful. But there also is the reality that of all that money that we spend on defense, much of it is in some ways seemingly untouchable. And so that's why we always add money. So that untouchable includes healthcare costs, just like for the average American or the overall healthcare system. Healthcare costs for the military are growing astronomically. CBO says they grew something like 130% between 2000 and 2012. So they're eating more and more of the defense budget.
But we also always hear about some member of Congress who requires that we spend, you know, billions and billions of dollars on some aircraft that's manufactured in his district. Are those things still a huge part of the military budget?
Right. So you do. Absolutely. You have these other constraints that come in. Look, sometimes members of Congress have very good ideas for how we should be improving the military and the readiness of the force. But there's no doubt that the combination of the military's industrial base being across the country and in every district, and the reality of those members looking to protect jobs and speak for their constituents results in an inability really often to go after programs that the military may decide are past due to be cut.
What about the issue of nuclear weapons? That's something else that we've heard politicians talk about recently, that we haven't done enough for nuclear modernization, that our nuclear capability isn't what it should be. Do you agree with that?
I do agree that there needs to be some modernization of our nuclear force. I think most experts on defense would agree with that. It is a question, as in all things often, of degrees. And I think there has been an ordering for a new nuclear posture review, which is Washington speak for the president ordering a review of how we execute our military missions with regard to nuclear capabilities. That will be important for helping to establish what it takes to deter adversaries in the future, how nuclear weapons play into that in the American arsenal, and then what it takes to keep them, as capable as possible.
So when you hear the president talk about spending another $54 billion on defense, is that, in your view, what it's going to take to get the military to where it needs to be?
I think you have to come back to these questions of strategy. What is it that you want the United States to do in the world? What is the role of America in the world? And then within that, what is the role of defense within a broader national security toolkit? I don't think this administration has laid any of that out. And it's certainly in the way it has looked to cut the State Department, for example, and the U.S. Agency for International Development seems to have a disproportionate focus on military force within that national security toolkit. So none of it makes sense yet in order to even evaluate whether that $54 billion per year is sufficient for what Mr. Trump believes we need in the world.
That's Kathleen Hicks, who is Senior Vice President and Director of the International Security Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.